Hurry. Hurry up, slave. You're going to make me late for my own engagement. While humans may find that to be fashionable, cute, quirky, that is not the case for elfkind. We value our time, and those who make us waste it for their own selfish folly are rightfully looked down upon. Ah, here we are, in the courtyard. Your eyes are so wide, girl. Are you mesmerized by the decorations, The gilding on the furniture, the thousand twinkling lights among the trees, the rare flowers perfuming the air. Or is it the crowd, So many distinguished guests adorned in their finery. And then there's you, with nothing but a golden chain around your slender neck. Do you feel exposed, my slave? Vulnerable? Good. Follow me, my sweet. Do not dawdle. You must be worried. How is a lowly human slave meant to discourse with a high elf? So out of place here. The only one of your kind among the masses. Do not fret. You are not here for your conversational skills. There we go. I'm certain you know what to do. No. Are you pretending? Are you truly that naive? Neither one will save you from this. Very well. I will humor you, my slave. These are stocks. You bend at the waist and place your neck here. And each wrist goes here. Then I close the top and lock it, and you firmly in place. Go on. Bend over. Every second you stall is another 10 minutes in the stocks. Good girl. Now, perhaps you're wondering why you're here. Why I have brought you from your chambers, roused you from the safety and security of your bed, only to lock you in a stockade like a common thief. And in front of hundreds of guests at that. Oh, my poor little slave, so confused. Or maybe, just maybe, you know exactly why you're here. Oh, I think you do. I do not normally share my property with others. I'm selfish that way. And any punishment that I dole out, well, that's almost always done in private. I don't find public humiliation necessary for most. The strap is enough. Usually. But there are some transgressions that require a firmer hand. Oh. You look so beautiful like this. Naked. Exposed. Trembling in fear and anticipation. Your eyes are so wide and lovely. It's that spirit of yours. Fiery, passionate. Your eyes glow with it. Even now, even through your fear and apprehension, I will tame you, my girl. Trust me, I will. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I present to you tonight's entertainment, The Punishment of a Misbehaving Pleasure Slave. After the initial demonstration, you are all welcome to come up and explore her body for yourselves, following the usual rules, of course. Now, for the first act, I require a volunteer. How about you in the lavender? Here you are, my darling. Give it a few test swings. Get a feel for it. Wonderful. Now, just stand right here and give her cute little ass some nice, hard swats. Ooh. Oh, and look how red she's getting. Her face and her backside. All right, that's enough. Thank you so much for your help. A round of applause for my volunteer and her firm hand. Now that you've warmed her up for me, I can really get to work. Oh, that was quite a workout. Your ass is such a beautiful cherry red, girl. You won't want to sit down for days. Now that her initial punishment has been given, please come up and help yourselves to a hands-on demonstration. And yes, it is hands only. Please be graceful and remember the ground rules. Being treated as an object of curiosity and lust. Oh, or do you hate it? The humiliation. The degradation of it all. Locked down on display for all to see. Helpless. Used. I wonder, If I were to stick a finger inside of you now, just how wet would your pussy be? Though I suppose I could just ask one of my guests. How many fingers have been inside of you just now, in the last 10 seconds? Have you lost count? I do not like sharing my property, but a lenient master breeds a misbehaving slave, and so you must endure for your good and mine. Thank you, everyone. Please, take your seats. The final demonstration is about to begin. My pleasure slave is quite beautiful for a human, is she not? Just wait until you see her come. You see the length and thickness of this phallus, crafted to my exacting specifications. It is 9 inches of solid steel, bolted to a leather harness. And as much as my slave whimpers and bites her lip, she loves it. Come closer. Don't be shy. I am about to penetrate the entirety of her sex in one solid thrust. Oh, look at that. Look how she swallowed every single inch of it with ease. Oh, yes. Take it just like that, little slave. Oh, you see how her nipples stiffen and she begins to moan? She cannot help herself. She is a lustful creature, driven by baser instincts. Aren't you? Oh. You don't even bother denying your nature. But whimper and moan and buck around me. Good girl. Oh, she is tight, gripping against the shaft as it slides in and out of her eager, dripping slit. You, miss, come and rub her swollen butt while I thrust. She would like that very much, I'm sure. Oh, yes, she moans. But that is not enough, I think. No, her breasts are unattended. Oh, and that will never do. Not for this needy slave. You too, ladies. Come up. Lathe her nipples with your tongues. Caress them with your mouths. Feel how soft and sweet they are. Perfect. Yes. Oh, how she loves that. She is getting tighter. I do believe she is about to climax. Yes, you are. Aren't you, girl? Oh, you're going to come. Not just for me, but for every single person here. They are all going to watch you as you lose yourself in the grips of ecstasy. Come closer, everyone. The moment has almost arrived. Oh, that's right. Come for me, slave. Come around my shaft as I thrust inside of you. Ah, come and show everyone what a good little slave you are. Oh, come as your master commands. Come now. Come. Ah. Yes, she has done it. And so have you three ladies. Thank you so much for your help. It was much appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen, the entertainment portion of the evening has concluded. Cocktails are being served in the garden until midnight, so please enjoy yourselves. Here, let me help you up. Oh, your beautiful face is streaked with tears. Poor thing. Here, take my hand. I will lead you back to your room. Come, lay with me. I know where we are. But you performed so well at tonight's festivities, I thought you deserved the privilege of lying on your master's bed, in her arms, at least for a bit. Do not cry. It is over. Here, put your face against my chest. Let me hold you. My sweet girl. My beautiful little slave. If only you would behave yourself, I would not need to punish you so harshly. Is it that bad here? I do not recall you complaining when my mouth was upon you. When you were tumbling into the depths of pleasure. It is no matter. You will learn to behave yourself. In time. I will see to that.